The Greening the Gateway Cities program has a goal of increasing the urban tree canopy by 10% in selected neighborhoods in cities where age and a history of manufacturing has contributed to a loss of trees through the years. At separate tree planting events in Revere and Chicopee last month, Massachusetts Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretary Matthew Beaton said the state will spearhead tree planting efforts in the two cities.
As we were going through the communities that expressed an interest, Chicopee was a community that was ready, willing, and able. And a lot of it is just having the coordination on the local level.
Beaton touted the benefits of trees, which he said include cleaner air and water, reduced noise, and the beautification of neighborhoods. He said there are also studies that estimate how much homeowners can save in heating and cooling costs by having shade trees on their property.
That shading and that passive solar gain is quite significant, and it does a lot to really cool and help with the conditioning of our buildings. So, it's a great program and something that we don't necessarily always think about when we see trees.
If the program reaches the goal of a 10% increase in urban tree canopy in the 26 gateway cities, once the trees reach maturity, an average homeowner could save $230 a year, according to the state's Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. The program is in its infancy, with about 2,000 trees planted so far in Chelsea, Holyoke, and Fall River. Chicopee Mayor Richard Koss said the city plans to match the state's $10,000 grant and plant a total of 200 trees this year.
In trying to enhance our community and our way of life, clearly environmentally getting more shade, more beauty in terms of our gateway cities is important. We're so happy that Chicopee can participate.
Over the last several years, Chicopee has lost mature trees to severe storms. Trees have also been removed throughout the city as a result of an extensive sewer and road reconstruction project. As a result, there's a lot of room for new trees, according to Chicopee Tree Warden Christopher Scott.
We did a full citywide tree inventory 2 years ago now, and 2/3 of planting sites on our streets are available.
Scott said the city plans to plant oaks, maples, and some ornamentals, but he said not everybody welcomes a new tree on their street.
There isn't a neighborhood you can go to without there being a story about the limb that fell on a car or the tree that fell on a house. And we're hoping to change that public opinion, and programs like this, I think, can help too as well change that public opinion.
The state program provides trees for planting on both public and private property. People interested in obtaining a tree can contact the Department of Conservation and Recreation. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.